Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem. That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Last night ultimately was good for me. If I was like just completely in Bills mode, I'd be like, okay. 10-7 again. Philadelphia and Green Bay. What happened to these teams?
Two presumed good teams, maybe great teams, yeah. Contending teams, and that's what it looks like.
I know they're on the other side. I can't really worry about that,
yeah.
If ever, for a long time. But I can't believe what Green Bay was last night. They have injuries. Still, though, Love. Yesterday I went through, and I happened to tweet it at the wrong time, which was right when Brian Daboll got fired. So I was just not going to get a conversation about this, if I was to anyway, or were to anyway. But I found 14 teams that I thought were like on the cusp of having a quarterback crisis. Not all for like right now.
Yeah.
But it's almost half the league.
Mm-hmm.
When the sky's clear, we can really dig into this because I don't know how these teams are, what they're going to do about it. Mitch Trubisky could be starting week one next year for somebody.
No.
Or has he removed himself from consideration, yes, by that ad at the drive-thru? Is he officially a backup now?
That's one thought. I think how he has played when given an opportunity is more the thing that would eliminate him from contention.
Well,
as dire as it might look, I feel like I want to still say I would be stunned if he got a look at a starting job.
Last night I wanted to put Jordan Love on the list of iffies.
I would even be surprised if he gets a chance to be like in something that has the appearance of a competition that already has a preordained winner. Like, I don't think Trubisky's even going to rate that. I think he's journeyman backup guy. Now.
Maybe not the best example, but a lot of teams are going to be nowhere. I'm telling you now. And Green Bay, teams like Green Bay, and worse than Green Bay even, will have to settle for the guy they already have. Maybe this is the Dolphins.
Maybe.
Maybe this is the Jaguars. Teams that would love to be somewhere else, I think, at the position, but might not have an escape. Half the league.
Yeah. Well, I still think that Tua, I think that's going to get, that whole scene is going to be cleaned out, and I think they will eat whatever they have to eat to you know, sweep, you know, nice win Sunday, you know, congrats is made, you know, good job, Mike McDaniel driving around trolling Bills fans, you know, have your fun. I still think everybody there, including the quarterback, maybe most importantly, the head coach and the quarterback are the two main guys left. The GM already got canned, so I think that's going.
So who starts? What do they do?
Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins maybe starts.
Kirk Cousins. All right, that's who I should have said instead of Trubisky.
Yes.
Somebody like Kirk Cousins.
Right. I don't think he's severely damaged what the opinion of him is. It's not good. It's never, you know, but it's like he's a certain level of, okay, I let me throw myself on this. I'll get by. That's what I think he represents. So I think that there's a chance he fills one of those holes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Winston.
No.
Do you think it's crazy, the idea that it's almost half the league? I mean, I'm taking some liberties.
I think you probably are. I mean, I would need to do, you know, to do this, you know, during a segment might be hard for me.
I'll give you an idea of the temperature that I took with this.
Do you think Daniel Jones is one of those?
The entire AFC South.
Okay. Well, I think that's insane because they just traded away two number one picks. They're going to ride and die with Daniel Jones. I think
should go well.
Even this year, if it gets bumpy and they come in with 10 or 11 wins only from here, which would be pretty incredible. They already have 8.
They do. Right?
So they've got 7 games left. But if they only win 2 or 3 more, I think they'll still, in part because of the commitment they made to him by trading away those picks, I don't think they'll pivot. I don't think they'll pivot to another veteran and hope that the coach can sort of, you know, reclimate him. So get the Colts out of here. I can just go through, rather than try to find the teams that you selected, I could run through pretty quickly teams that I don't think will have a question at all.
I have to rephrase this.
Because Houston is not moving on from C.J. Stroud.
No, but they're not good. That's, well, Indianapolis too.
Yeah.
That's Jacksonville too. Jacksonville's in a playoff spot. The Chiefs are not.
So you do need to rephrase it.
That's not a crisis.
It's not a crisis.
Unless you want to win a championship.
Well, yeah, unless you know.
If that's how you are.
Your fans might feel like you've settled for someone who they're convinced won't be able to get me there. And so what am I doing? I'm killing time. I don't know that but I'm all right. I'm in the hunt. I'm even tied for the top spot in the conference like the Colts are right now. Like they'll get by. So crisis is, oh, my God, I need a guy because we're buying the guy we have out. Right? That's Miami to me. They will have to be starting over if they do that. I mean, I don't know. Is there a scenario in the window where they win a few games here like they did on Sunday against the Bills, thanks, and McDaniel stays and they roll that back with him and Tua again? I mean, it's not nothing that team played as hard as they played. I don't know if they were playing hard for the coach or playing hard because they were happy Jalen Waddle didn't get traded or, like, who knows. But for now, it's a good sign that they showed up like that.
Or that's their default mode anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you get ahead.
Right. Yeah.
And it starts to, hey, we're actually having fun here.
Yeah.
And winning and beating a team that we hate. And always lose.
That always smashes us and brings 50,000 of their fans here.
I can get up for that.
Yeah.
Well, I just think teams like that, and we can run through this with the power rankings, are good luck.
Yeah.
And that was Bills teams in the drought where they would have good days.
Yep.
And we would have conversations about, you guys, maybe, what do you think? Is this maybe going to work out?
Right.
And, you know, That's ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
To think that on the highest level.
I'm thinking of a rant about Fitz and comparing it to being at the bar at 4 o'clock that I had many. It was an open for years. I don't know where it's buried in the archives, but like that was one such moment. I think we should keep doing this. This is good. Look, he threw for 300 yards against Kansas City one time. What? What are we doing?
That's the point. That is the point. That to me would be, if crisis is too strong, something akin where you're just killing time. And why would you ever want to do that? If I go to the bottom and draft the next generational prospect, then I would want to do that. But it doesn't sound like there is that.
This year, yeah.
You never know. It's going to be a year where teams reach on quarterback because they have no other choice.
Right. We're probably at a point kind of like last year where, like, who's the best quarterback? He's probably going to be the 101, and then we'll be debating until he gets benched whether he's any good.
Think about 2024, that draft. Six quarterbacks went top 12.
I don't want to say yes with great affirmation.
Williams might be fine. But that's not a sure thing. I mean, I think it's leaning the right way.
Agree.
Daniels was the offensive rookie of the year. He's been hurt four times this year. He's probably still okay.
Yeah.
May is a home run.
Yep.
Penix, McCarthy, Nix. How good do you feel about any of it when you get there? And everybody said those were reaches. But then McCarthy's off the hook as a rookie because he gets hurt. Penix waits for Cousins to flop, and then he plays a little bit. And I guess it's okay, but you don't know. And then Nix has a playable year on a team that wins games in the playoffs.
And they're having a great year this year.
And they're having a great year this year, so, and he looks bad.
He might be the one that would be the most divisive conversation within the structure that we're talking about, because the results are good to great. I mean, they're 8-2 again. They made the playoffs last year with him as a rookie. So, you know, but the offense is kind of, you talked about Flutie.
I think he's two weeks ago.
Yeah. And, you know, there's still people here that'll tell you Flutie should have played whatever, played that playoff game. Yeah, I think Nix is an interesting one within that. Penix, it looks, boy, watching him on Sunday morning.
Yikes!
Yeah, I feel badly having sort of pushed that idea, because it wasn't a lot of games last year.
No, three or four.
Four, I think, max. Yeah, so that doesn't seem to be going great.
I mean, they're young. Well, Nix is not young. I mean, I'm younger
than
Nix.
Penix is not young either. Penix played. He's not quite Bo Nix or Tyler Shough, but I think he's on the older end. He played maybe 5 or 6 years of college football, I think.
Oh, yeah. So Tyler Shough. I just can't believe it's Shough, but that's what we're doing. Tyler Shough.
Do whatever you want.
Played behind Justin Herbert at Oregon.
Right, that's incredible. That is incredible.
We are at the convention center. Tonight is this year's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony and dinner. And it's been a few years, maybe like seven, since I've been here for this. It feels like it's every year, but it has actually not been every year. Technical stuff and COVID, and it's been, we looked it up yesterday, like it's been a long time.
There was a year I was here pretty recently when Ryan Miller went in. That might have been 2 or 3 years ago that you were sick and were in studio and I was here by myself.
Right. I didn't want to come here and get Ryan Miller sick.
Right. And I think that might be the last time we did a show here. We tried one other time and it went sideways and we scrambled and went back to our respective corners.
Last year was Gronkowski and he called in. We were both in the studio last year.
That's right.
But you were saying yesterday, oh, I remember the late Art Clark.
Yeah, he just passed away. Yeah.
And like, oh, we were just there for that. It was 10 years ago. This is life.
That really hurt. That really hurts. That, I mean, pain. Like, I remember sitting with him. That was a thrill for me. I grew up watching him race cars at Holland Speedway. He's a legendary stock car driver locally. And getting to meet him and talk to him was really, really great. And I really thought that was like 3 years ago.
It was 10.
I can't believe that was 2015. 2015. When you told me that, like, it broke my brain.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much, I guess.
It's been a while here.
Yeah, it has.
All right. Shall we? The reverse AFC power rankings. People are waiting. Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Out of office.
Have we ever performed
this? I don't know. But
exercise.
I'm using the back of an Awaken script. And then we'll transfer this when we get back.
I don't feel like we've ever done this out of studio. I don't think it should really matter, except for this, you know, record keeping.
I would have brought the official form today, but I know the morning guys use it. So I didn't want to leave them hanging because I didn't want to get a call like 6:15.
Right.
Like, are you up?
Yeah. Especially, yeah, it's really because Howard picked the Bills this morning, and he needs it.
They all need it. I'll say it. You won't. They all need it. All right, here we go. 16.
Titans.
Why not? Off this week. No. Off last week.
Right, they had their bye the week 10.
Week 10.
Yeah.
I didn't miss them. I wasn't even sure.
Right.
But they're back this week. So that's something to look forward to.
Mm.
15.
Put it that way. 15. I am going to say the Raiders.
Oh.
I think they're a candidate for one and done. Across the board.
Yeah, me too.
Geno, Chip Kelly, Pete Carroll, the whole thing. Just Mark Davis and that insanely ridiculous amateurish haircut he walks around with. You know, like, what are we doing here? Yeah, no. We're starting over again. This isn't working. How much am I paying all you people? We've won two games. Yeah, I could see him just flipping out.
All right, you make a case. I'll go with you on that. I mean, Pete Carroll is maybe 74. Is this a program?
Right. I think the idea was we're gonna cut the line. We're not starting completely over. We're gonna bring Geno Smith over. We're gonna bring this established sort of, you know, he's washed out a few times, but still Chip Kelly, respected offensive mind. We got a lot of experience. We're gonna do it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
We'll show you, and it's not. They're not
narrator.
Showing
they're anything. Not showing you.
They're not showing you. No.
14. Browns. I want to give the Jets points like last week for their trades. And they did win against the Browns.
All right. Yeah, I'm all right with Browns here. I also want to give them some credit, but I mean, whatever. I didn't know they were going to trade for all these number one picks when we made the bet about them not making the playoffs.
That's right.
By 29 through is the 29. Finish line. Then they need to make the playoffs by 29
yeah.
for me to lose the bet. But I think ownership down, there's just that I'm not optimistic they're ever going to get it right.
I put that in my will, by the way, today. The bet? Yeah.
Okay.
So you will owe my
estate?
My kids, my estate.
That happens, okay.
If I'm not here to collect. 13.
Jets.
Okay.
There's only so much credit I can give them.
No, that's right.
For trading away guys whom they drafted when they had multiple first-round picks in a single season to obtain multiple number one picks in the same year. Okay, good luck.
I think it's a different GM, but I yep. think that point could make it harder to do it, but no less right. I mean, okay, we tried, we didn't win, but it's still the right move. It just, yep. that point makes it harder to look good doing it,
yes.
I would yes. say to some.
And, you know, not for nothing, like the quarterback stuff is going to continue into another week. Is that like they're just never going to say who their quarterback is?
Thursday night.
Come on, Aaron Glenn. I mean, I
grow up.
I don't need to know. I just think you're making a spectacle out of yourself for no reason whatsoever.
Well, what should they do?
Say who their starting quarterback
no, I
is
agree.
Like a normal team.
I agree. Who should they go with?
Oh, Fields.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, I mean, I know he threw for like, you know, 4 yards or something. Well, he threw the ball to Breece Hall, who ran 50. But it was one of the worst quarterback days maybe ever. But they won, and might as well keep going.
Might as well?
Yep.
At the Patriots Thursday night, then at the Ravens.
I mean, go Jets, go.
Fields, 6 for 11 for 54 and 42 on one play. Otherwise, 5 for 10. For 12.
And the one play was a swing pass or screen pass to Breece Hall. Yeah. Right.
Lost Wilson. But
not like he chucked it down the field or something.
There's only so many times you can throw to
yeah.
everybody else on that team.
Yeah.
12.
It almost has to be Miami, I think, unless you want to go Jacksonville ahead of them, but I don't think I want to do that.
Miami works. 11. Oof. Steelers, I'll just say it.
I want to go Jacksonville here.
For the sport of it, give me Pittsburgh at 11. Did you watch that game?
Did I watch? Yeah, I had it on. I wouldn't say I watched it.
There is a difference.
I had it on. Zach says Jacksonville. I think I'll go Pittsburgh. Chances they missed the playoffs entirely.
Fair. They have the same record as the Chiefs, who right now are out. 2 games left with Baltimore.
Baltimore's coming. Can Cincinnati come hard enough to displace Pittsburgh?
Well, they play this week, and the Bengals beat them on that night game.
Right.
That crazy night game where you got rich.
Yes, right.
So if they win again, they win in Pittsburgh, presumably with Flacco again, then wheels up for Baltimore, yeah. I guess.
What did I do with all that money?
Well, if you find it, you could bid on some jerseys.
No, it's just in the bank account, which means it'll go toward a new dishwasher or something. And like, I don't know.
No respect for the half rule.
Yeah. No, I did. I bought some concert tickets that it turns out I can't use. But, you know, so that feels good, too.
We're a little bit behind.
A total washout. Okay, sorry. We can hustle.
10. Jags or Houston? Jacksonville.
Yeah.
9.
Wait, the Jets. Oh, I
Pittsburgh
went
11.
Right, you're right. Okay.
Jacksonville 10.
Okay.
9.
Houston.
Okay. Like, they will keep going with Stroud.
Yep.
Here's another team that loses its prodigy quarterback, and look what happens. This is the Cardinals. This is the Texans. You know, just. It's not that Brissett or Mills. I know I said we're behind. Are great. You know what they are, and you watch them play as backups, and their team is better. It's a little rich to say that about Houston. It was only the fourth quarter,
right?
But like,
Yeah, they were mostly getting woodshedded that whole day, and then they just I could not believe they came back and won that game.
If you don't see your team with its number one quarterback out suffer for it, that should not be your quarterback. But what do you do? Eight. I'm talking about this all day, every day. I just it's going to be a very weird offseason.
I think I got to say Cincinnati here.
Eight?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yep. Seven? Awful defense. Seven.
And it's a long way to get Burrow back still, too. I mean, he's back practicing, but keeping their, you know, winning one of these next three even before he comes back, if it takes that long, I don't think is an easy lift for them.
Because of who they play?
Yeah, and just, you know, the Flacco shine will only last so long. Like it should not go. If it's gone three games, it should not go three more.
Bengals next five. At Pittsburgh, New England, at Baltimore, at Buffalo, Baltimore.
That there you go. That,
gauntlet.
It is because of who they play.
Gauntlet.
Good luck to them.
Seven. Chargers.
Who are some other teams? Chargers, sure.
Six. Denver.
Yes. All right.
Five.
Bills?
Are you asking or telling?
No, I'm Bills. I'm saying Bills. I'm legitimately saying Bills.
Chiefs, Colts, Ravens, Patriots, Bills. Is it time? Is it time? Is it time?
Sunday was rancid.
Okay.
One day,
I'm in. What a rise from grace. From 1 to 5 in a week. What a rise from grace. 4.
Ravens.
Yeah, okay.
To which?
Baltimore? Ravens, yeah.
3.
I didn't know, did you say another team there?
Zach said New England.
I couldn't hear Zach.
3.
Oh,
man. Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
2.
Colts.
Chiefs.
I've been trying to quietly put the Colts at 1, and now I hate Daniel Jones again. Colts here.
Chiefs at 1. Not even in a playoff spot.
Right.
Well, these are not the standings,
That's
as you will always
absolutely
say.
Absolutely correct.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. How do we do? Bills at 5, Patriots at 3, Chiefs at 1. Obviously, you guys don't watch football. The Bills and Chiefs just played 9 days ago.
I try to make a habit of not watching football.
Bills stay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you've been accused of it. Now you're owning it.
Yep.
We'll talk to Ross Tucker at 4. Again, we're at the Convention Center for tonight's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame dinner. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.